when you guys want to, when a person wants to drive somewhere, you put in your address in the GPS, and you often get numerous options, a couple options, three options about how to get there. Lately, I've been noticing on Google Maps, as I try to go to Long Island for Shabbat, oftentimes it says, yeah, take the Cross Bronx, which is really like the only way. And then if you want, there's another way on the FDR, whatever, you can take an extra hour and 45 minutes if you want to take that route. And I'm like, 5 minute difference, 10 minute difference, an hour and 45 minute difference, what's wrong with you? Why would I ever want to take the longer route in order to get to my destination? Well, the Ribbono Shel Olam thought that was a good idea in this week's parasha, right? Lo nacham Elohim, derech eretz plishtim ki karavu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have taken us right out of Mitzrayim, through the Bronx, pretty dangerous place, and then, boom, you could be in Long Island in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost the same size, and in just a few minutes. But instead he took us the long route, took us to the Midbar, and he took us the way that was not so pashut, ki karavu. Because Eretz Yisrael was too karov, it was too close. Sometimes, the destination looks like it's right there, and it really is right there. But if you go the easy, fast shortcut, you won't be able to stay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, the Sfat Emet says, and the Midrashim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew, when they walk into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be charged with conquering and dividing the land. A brand new nation of Avadim, who were just freed, is not mature enough. It doesn't know how to marshal the forces to work together in order to accomplish such a thing. And in the face of adversity, they would just turn around and go back to Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't go the short way, because if you do, you won't stay. It's a lesson in life. It's a lesson in life. Whenever we want to achieve our goals in order to grow and to become greater in our observance of Torah and Mitzvot, in our learning Torah, in our whatever activity it is that we of Avodat HaKodesh, of Avodat HaMidot, that we engage ourselves in, if we jump to do the ultimate, then we will ultimately fail. So imagine the Mashal when Rabbitson Machlis died, they put out this awesome book about all of her tremendous righteous deeds that she did, feeding hundreds of people every single Shabbat from her little apartment in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, and how much cooking it took, how much effort it took. I remember my wife and I were just married, we went to Eretz Yisrael for the summer for a couple weeks, and wherever we went, we found this book on people's shelves. And it's a book that literally tells you about somebody who was working at 36 tzaddikim level of Avodat Hashem. Can you imagine if every single woman were to say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to do that also? If she's not there, it's not going to last. But if you work for a lifetime, for decades, to grow and to become who you are, the book even says that Rebbetzin Machlis did not start off as Rebbetzin Machlis. She eventually became Rebbetzin Machlis. She worked on her midot, so then that would be okay. But the thought of having to feed so many people for the first time ever and then the second time ever can kill a person. And can really, really be overwhelming. And the same thing with Torah learning. The thought of having to do this or that, or mitzvot, a person has to go slowly, slowly, one step at a time. It's an idea that is very, very, very clear in this week's parasha. Because we really need the time to grow. One time my wife and I were driving to Long Island and I exclaimed how, if we had left an hour earlier, there would have been 40 minutes less traffic. Instead, we're in traffic for an hour and a half. There could have only been 40 minutes of traffic one Friday afternoon. So my wife said, what's so bad about it? If we have more time in the car together. Instead of less time in the car together, you have more time in the car together. What? I enjoy that, she said. What's the big deal? So we have a little bit more traffic. It's okay. That's also this week's parasha. Ki karofu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not going derech eretz plishtim. It's too fast. You're going to walk into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have to build a nation, build the national infrastructure, agriculture, war, all the things that a state needs. It's not easy. Look at the news. Three times of elections. It's not so easy to have people doing the right things, delegate the work, pick the right people for the right job, make sure that everybody's happy. It's impossible. Imagine doing all of that and then getting the Torah. And then Hashem comes and says, okay, sit down and learn Torah. Do mitzvahs, it would be impossible. But if you have 40 years to prepare, to learn, to go to yeshiva, to have a dormitory, to have a cafeteria, where everything is taken care of for you. Okay, you had a couple wars here and there. So one day there was no food in the cafeteria, you had to go to Golan. You know, it's not the end of the world if you had a few wars. But to have to actually do go through the enterprise of fighting for your nation every single day, and to create your nation state, that would be very, very challenging. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the detour to give us the time. We needed the time to reach that next level, all those next levels, for 40 years, so that finally, we could be ready to walk into Eretz Yisrael, a seasoned nation of Talmidei Chachamim, people who are Oskim Torah v'Mitzvot, and ready to go. I don't need to tell people who are here that you need to grow. You need to grow. And if you think that you don't need to grow, you need to grow. But the attitude of like, oh, when I was in yeshiva, I know we all speak that way, but I hope you don't hold me that way. When I was in yeshiva, I did this. Habibi, you're still in yeshiva. You're still doing this. You should still be doing this. It doesn't stop. But the attitude of, okay, I'm done now, life starts, is also wrong. We're still in the incubator. We're still in the midbar. We still have a lot of resources here that are here to enable us to continue to grow slowly, at our own pace, and be'ezrat Hashem, with the guidance of our role models, our Rebbeim, and the other figures here in Yeshiva, and taking advantage of everything that there is for us to grow with, we should be able to grow step by step in a meaningful way that will be on a solid foundation that we'll be able to maintain. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. Yeah.